This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Legal analysts say the decision to file criminal charges against former U.S. President Donald Trump will present distinct hurdles for prosecutors. Reuters correspondent David Doyle explains.
One area of legal uncertainty has to do with whether the Manhattan DA can charge Trump with a felony for falsifying records with the alleged intent of covering up a federal campaign finance violation. Stanford law professor David Allen Sklansky.
And it's possible that for some reason or another, a court would decide that's not within the proper use of the New York criminal statute.
The historic nature of the decision by Manhattan District Attorney Elvin Bragg means prosecutors are now navigating uncharted waters.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Tornadoes that tore through parts of the U.S. South and Midwest on Friday have killed at least 11 people. The storms collapsed a theater roof during a heavy metal concert near Chicago. Possibly dozens of tornadoes touched down into the night across at least 7 states. They were part of a sprawling system that also brought wildfires to the southern plains and blizzard conditions to the upper Midwest. Evacuation orders have been lifted in Japan and small sections of a town just southwest of the wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant in time for the area's popular cherry blossom season. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida joined a ceremony there on Saturday. An earthquake and tsunami in March 2011 triggered triple meltdowns at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Massive amounts of radiation spewed from the plant, causing more than 160,000 residents to evacuate from across Fukushima. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Zambia for a 2-day stop at the tail end of her week-long Africa tour, and she discussed debt restructuring with the country's president. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Lusaka.
Harris announced a range of private and public sector commitments covering anti-corruption efforts, economic and democratic reforms, agriculture, and more.
I will reiterate a call that we have made now many times for all bilateral official creditors to provide a meaningful debt reduction for Zambia.
Her swing through Zambia also includes a trip to a farm outside Lusaka and a meeting with entrepreneurs. Throughout this week-long trip that took her across the continent, Harris has reflected publicly on the historic ties between Africa and the U.S. She spoke of the evils of slavery and the importance of teaching accurate history, even when it is painful. Anita Powell, VOA News, Lusaka.
The signing of an agreement to name a Sudanese civilian government and launch a new transition towards elections was delayed until April 6th, a spokesman for the negotiation process said on Saturday. The spokesman said on Twitter that military and civilian parties have unanimously agreed to, quote, redouble efforts to overcome the remaining obstacle within a few days and pave the way for the signing of the final political agreement on April 6th. The accord was originally scheduled to be signed on Saturday, but was delayed due to a lack of, quote, consensus on some outstanding issues, he said earlier in the day. Pope Francis left a Rome hospital to return to the Vatican on Saturday after being treated for bronchitis, waving to well-wishers and waiting media as he was driven away. He said, quote, I wasn't frightened, I'm still alive, he told reporters in a lighthearted comment outside the hospital before he left. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni confirmed on Friday that Francis is expected to take part in this weekend's service for Palm Sunday, a major event in the church calendar that kicks off Easter week celebrations. The International Olympic Committee criticized Ukraine's decision not to allow Ukrainian athletes to take part in qualifying events for the 2024 Paris Olympics if they must compete against Russian and Belarusian athletes, saying on Saturday this will hurt only Ukrainian sport and its athletes. A Ukrainian minister announced the policy on Friday after the IOC issued recommendations on Tuesday for the gradual return to international competition for Russian and Belarusian athletes as neutrals. Athletes from the two countries have been banned from most elite international sporting competitions since March 2022. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.